back to another episode of the Leader Podcast.
Yep.
I almost forgot the name of it. It's so complicated. I actually really did almost forget the
what
name of it.
What if we named it something silly and then you really would be like,
I know, I'd be in big trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey everyone.
Good to see you guys.
Good to see you.
Good morning.
Hope your coffee is strong.
Not strong enough.
These will drop on probably a Monday morning, I'm thinking.
Okay.
So I hope your coffee is strong.
Yeah, we get you through Monday.
For sure. So let's do the leader shout out.
Leader shout out. So what are we talking about today? We're talking about showing up
randomly. Well, we've talked about showing up predictably. And then
mentally
today.
Randomly.
Yeah.
Randomly. Things like going to football games or dance recitals or just filling the blank or having your own random thing, right?
Yeah.
And to that end, let's shout out Mr. David Gross and Mr. Tommy Curb, leaders in our high school group.
Yeah.
A couple months ago, just randomly had a pool party at the house of one of their kids.
That's great.
Just all went, hung out on a Saturday. Super fun.
Yeah.
Super great way to also get parents involved. Hey, mm-hmm. Bonus moment there.
Yep.
And, there's something about not doing a thing that is scheduled that makes a kid feel noticed.
Yeah.
And when you think about our welcome, wanted, known, and needed kind of
moniker,
that thing that we say around here,
mm-hmm.
That is a way to really help a kid feel like they're known because you're meeting them in their space.
Yeah.
That can't be underestimated. It's super important.
Yeah. So shout out Tommy.
Yeah.
Shout out David. Thank you guys for giving up your Saturday.
And all of you who do that. I know that we have leaders that show up at every sports event for mm-hmm. every high schooler mm-hmm. we have. Like, we have all kinds of people who are showing up.
If I'm a leader and I'm listening and I'm like, okay, I want to do something, but like, I can't get all my kids there.
Yeah, don't worry about getting all your kids there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, you pick a date. I mean, you probably need to make sure at least one kid's there. But you just pick a date. You just pick a date. The kids come if they can come. And, you know, it's kind of the do for some what you wish you could do for all. If mm-hmm. you wait until you get every kid available, you're never going to have any kids available. And so just pick a time that works for some.
Yeah.
And then if kids find value in it, they're going to show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they may not find value in it right away.
Right.
Especially if it's not something that they're used to.
It's a slow burn.
Or, yeah, it hasn't been a part of like the regular rhythm for them.
Yeah.
You know, obviously they hang out. They do their own pool parties as students. But maybe their church leaders have never had them over for a pool party.
Yeah.
And so that's like.
That feels awkward.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And
another good thing to do is to pull together for a serving opportunity. And sometimes kids will show up for that won't show up for a pool party.
Yeah.
Because they need credit hours. So they show up for service hours, right? And the bonus is we're helping somebody in the community. We're building our own community with our teenagers and kids who might not typically come to something fun are going to come to something like that, which is also fun. They just don't know it yet.
And, I mean, the Generation Z, Generation Alpha, like they're much more justice oriented.
Sure.
And so
they want a cause.
They may want to serve more than they want to do a pool party, which flies in the face of the way millennials and every other like generation older than me and beyond, like,
careful.
Think. You know?
Agreed.
Like,
yeah.
Like, let's do something fun.
Yeah. This ain't your grandma's youth ministry, right? These kids are just different. They're built different.
Yeah.
And so a good way to draw them together is to give them a purpose, to give them a mission.
Yeah.
And they love that. And they'll jump in often when they won't jump into other things.
Yeah. So showing up randomly, in addition to we ask you to do it.
Yeah.
what it helps with, I think, is like taking your Sunday school class from a class mm-hmm. and just a collection of people that you sit with on Sundays because mom and dad make you.
Right.
To like actually being like your people.
Yes. Your tribe, your community.
And
for sure.
And that, let's just be honest, like that doesn't, the reason that students are less connected at church oftentimes and more connected at school or to their things like sports and mm-hmm. dance and whatever is because they spend a much more exorbitant amount of time with those places.
Sure.
So spending time is going to lead to a greater depth of relationship.
Yeah.
And if they're only here for an hour a week and we take 15 minutes of the...
We give you 45 minutes and a sheet that has about 40 minutes of discussion.
Yeah.
And if what you're doing is walking into the room and just rattling through those topics and sending them home, that is great as far as like helping them understand content, helping them understand Jesus, but it's not a great community builder. That happens in the random show-ups. That happens outside of that bay or that pod or that room that you're meeting in at church.
Yeah. So you'll get, obviously, you'll get like connection, relationship, like showing up, but you'll also then begin to like be a person that if they see you showing up predictably on Sundays or Wednesdays, they see and understand and know that you're helping facilitate a good discussion because you're showing up mentally. Man, if you show up randomly, like, you're their youth pastor.
100%.
And boom, and you're
the
in.
You're the hero, for sure.
Yeah.
In every story.
Yeah. And then that's like the prevention side of getting in, developing a relationship. A student, like, runs into a hard time, crap of life hits the fan.
Mm-hmm.
They need someone to talk to, and maybe they don't, like, in that moment, want to turn to mom and dad for whatever reason.
Yeah.
It'll probably be you.
Yeah. 100%.
And the fact is, most of you have gotten into youth ministry for those reasons.
Yeah, for those moments. It's not the teaching moment.
Yeah.
It's the random midnight phone call moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And weirdly, somehow, a meetup before youth ministry on a Wednesday night at Chick-fil-A or a Saturday pool party or even being in the stands and then giving them a high five at the end, and that's all the interaction that happened.
Yeah.
You did. That's the path to
also,
that.
Also, here's a hack, because sometimes you can't do that, right? Sometimes you're in the stands and, you know, that kid never sees you, and so they don't actually know you were there.
Yeah.
Two things. If you know the parent, sit with the parent
or
snap a photo, right? Take a picture with your phone of the kid twirling their flag in the band or whatever it is, and just text it to them and say, hey, it was great watching you tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. And then they know.
And then you're out.
Right.
So. Off to dinner.
Next goal is to always be gone by halftime.
Yeah. Or come after halftime.
Right.
So that's power of showing up randomly.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hey, funny story.
Funny story. Can I
tell a funny story?
Let's do it.
This is not our student ministry. And so I kind of want to use this kid's name. I'm going to use his name. So this is years and years and years ago.
So he's an adult now.
This was, a full grown adult with kids and maybe grandkids. I don't even know. So Cameron, his name was Cameron. So we took a trip to Six Flags, right?
Over Texas?
No, this was when I was a youth pastor in Missouri. So that tells you how long ago it was. Like, this was probably 1994. Mm. Like,
I was five.
Oh my gosh. It could have been you. This teenager's older than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so we lived far enough away from Six Flags that we had to go spend the night in a church. So we went.
Sounds fun.
We went and spent the night in the church. And the next day, Cameron was like, I don't feel good. I was like, you know, go to the bathroom. Maybe feel better. Like, because you really wanted to go ride the roller coasters and all the things that everybody pays their money to go to Six Flags for. We just wasn't feeling well. So maybe 10 or 15 minutes later, he comes back. He's like, I feel terrible, Darren. I was like, all right, well, let's get you some medicine. Let's see if we can figure this out. And he said, well, I already ate some Funyuns and drank some orange juice to settle my stomach. I was like,
oh, man.
You did well. I'm not sure that's the right combo, Cameron.
Might as well. That's what happens to our students at Lake Levan, too.
Yeah. I was like, that is the worst combination of junk food on the planet if you feel like you're going to barf.
Yeah.
By the way, barfed and ended up in the ER with a kidney stone over that trip.
Dang.
So, yeah. So he is definitely feeling it. I was like, shake it off, kid. Rub some dirt on it. You'll be fine.
That's crazy.
No, kidney stone.
All right.
But the moral of the story, Funyuns and orange juice.
They don't settle your stomach. Yeah,
they don't settle your stomach.
Like you're hoping for.
Let's crash land this thing.
Bye.
Love you guys.